No, just smock. Just. Mitzuvah, right? Right, so the doctrine of the smock is really like twofold. So he has these two levels. He says, first of all, this is a what we call the huge chiddush. Go ahead. So the huge chiddush of the smock is that there's a notion of having an isha miyuchedes ishmo, David, even for B'nai Noach. And that's based on a pasuk in Bereishis. Al ken yazov ishas aviv v'asimo v'davak v'ishto. Adam mitzuve lios lo isha miyuchedes ishmo. Yaakov wants to categorize it under shvichus damit. And then, ba'o l'sinai nitusu lahem kiddushin, right? So then, that's where the, for Klal Yisrael, the pasuk of ki yikach ish, isha is activated. Right, that it's not just enough to have an isha miyuchedes lishmo, right, to be in a monogamous relationship, but that the derech that you would do it is through kiddushin. That's like really a fascinating shita at so many different levels. What he has to say about Bnei Noach, about the interrelationship between kiddushin on the one hand and the general mitzvah of having an isha miyuchedes lishmo. It's an incredible chiddush. So one of the very, very close Talmidim, the Talmud Mubhak of the Smak, was Rabbeinu Peretz. You guys have all heard of Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz. So he wrote footnotes, you know, on the Smak, as you would expect from a Talmud. So he did something very respectful here, but also very helpful. Go ahead, David. Right, so he's quoting the Gemara that his Rebbe based it on, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right, v'davak b'ishto v'lo b'eishas chavero. So, David, what is he respectfully pointing out? So everybody agrees that there's an isser of gilui arayos. I can't say everybody. Truth is that there are some very esoteric views in the Tanaim that think there might only be one mitzvah b'nei Noach, so two mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But most everybody agrees that arayos is one of the mitzvahs for b'nei Noach. So what is Rabbeinu Peretz doing here?
He's saying like kiddushin has to do with your wife, not
like. Let's sharpen it a little bit, KD.
The chiddush of isha miyuchedes lishmo isn't really so much of a chiddush.
Or Gavi? Right, I think that's what KD is trying to say. Yes.
He's saying that.
I know exactly what you mean. You're 100% correct. Just state it a little bit more clearly.
I think he's trying to explain that when it comes to Bnei Noach, he's saying that it's not that they have a mitzvah, it's that they have an issue to their wife, their friend's wife.
Yeah, exactly. There's 99.9% of people looked at this Gemara. But the Gemara darshened in Isra Arayos of Noach, the pasuk says v'davak biishto v'lo be'eshes chavero, not to establish that there's actually an affirmative responsibility to have an isha miyuchedes lishmo. The only issue at stake here is, are you allowed to, at the level of Bnei Noach, trample on somebody's monogamous relationship? So again, very respectfully, he's pointing out that there is a massive chiddush in the smock. Right? The Gemara says, "V'davak v'ishto v'lo be'eshes chavero." It's establishing an iser, not an asay. Yes, that was very well done. Right? He's doing it in a subtle way, but he's explaining that the makor that the smock is using is extremely novel. Extremely novel. To the point where, you know, who else would have looked at that Gemara and drawn that conclusion? Now, again, the smock will come back and say, oh, that's what it means. V'davak b'ishto, v'lo b'eshes chavero. Every man has to have an isha miyuchades l'shmo. Every man should have, you know, behind every man is, you know, an even greater lady, or whatever they say. So he took that gemara very differently. That's what makes learning so interesting. I don't know, that would have never occurred to me. So Rabbeinu Peretz is saying, the smak is really a das yachid. Now, Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't relate to this other point, at least not to the best of my knowledge, not here. I don't know if he covers it in some other place, which again is that the smak thinks that there's this two-tiered structure. Like, we were all B'nai Noach, right? And everybody had this mitzvah of a davak b'ishta, the mitzvah of an isham yuchadas ashmo, and then the particular methods were given to Klal Yisrael later, nitusfu aleim kiddushin, ki kach ish isha. Okay, that part is really interesting. That part, I think, is going to stick a little bit more, especially when we get up to Shitas HaRambam. But that is like an enormously important contribution of the smak on this issue. I saw that there was a hand over here, somewhere in this region. I think somebody wanted to make a point about that. Yeah, everybody. Did anybody want to have a hayar on the Rabbeinu Peretz? We're good? Okay. Excellent. Okay. David, by all means. It's the last of the money. A mitzvah, 16th century, the Charedim. Okay. And then the next point that the Charedim makes. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, clearly what we can say based on the Charedim's presentation is that Kiddushin is not merely a Hechsher in terms of period of Erivia. But I think it goes beyond that. Now, you could read the Charedim very similarly to the smag, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but it seems to me that he's actually suggesting that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Did anybody take it that way also? Ezra, you took it that way?
Yeah.
Why? What motivated you? I'm not saying I can prove it, but I strongly suspect it. Okay, very good. Now, you could say that period of Erivia is theoretically a mitzvah chiyuvis, and Kiddushin is a mitzvah kiyumis, though I think that itself would be kind of strange, asymmetrical. That's definitely on my mind here. That was one of two factors. Very good. Tzvi? Right, okay. Good. He quotes the pasuk of ki kachi shisha. Though you could say, okay, so if a person wants to do kiddushin, this is the way that he has to do it. I don't know how mukhrach that point is. Eitan?
The fact that he says
it's a bit lossy. Yeah, that part always jumps out at me. It's like, you really think it's a mitzvah kiyumis? That's strong language to use. It's not impossible. But my instinct is to say, no, he thinks that this is something that a person is affirmatively responsible for. Now, again, I am totally aware of, and I'll completely acknowledge the fact that he only says that in the context of mi shanasa isha, if a person would get married but do it via the wrong method, then he would be mevatel the mitzvah saseh. But that's where I come back to the point that Ezra raised, which is then immediately says, you know, mitzvah saseh the faros of the ravios shenemar pru revu. I have this impression that he's trying to make them line up, which is exactly what Ezra's impression was. I feel a little bit better about it now, right? That he's saying, you know, period of Erivia is mitzvah chiyuvis and the kadesh isha, and you know, that's I think a very strong indication. One final source, just in this group of Rishonim, where we're definitely seeing at least a mitzvah kiyumis, quite possibly a mitzvah chiyuvis, in particular for the smak, maybe even for the charedim, is the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz wrote his own version of the Minyan HaMitzvos, from Shimon Bar Tzemach Tzedek Duran, called the Zohar HaRakia. This is not a Kabbalistic, you know, it's a Sefer Halacha. Okay, so very easy la rash ba'atzal, b'zohar rakia, this is Essen, Simen, Ayin Aleph, so number 71. David, take it away.
Shekhasav, Zer Lashona, Mitzvah, Kedushin, Mitzvah, and Torah.
Okay, there you go.
Legamara, Divine Marav, Amira, Mitzvah, Kuam, Varhan, Lem, Over Las Yasa, Kochman, Kedushin, Vivila.
Okay, so what's his big raya? The Tashbits? What is he like? Yaakov? Good thing we saw it, right? So he says, I paskin based on the Yerushalmi. It's true that the Bavli is silent on it, but the Yerushalmi says every single mitzvah, we have a bracha before it, except for Kiddushin Bebe'ila, probably for the technical reasons that we said, right? The Ervas Davar. We don't want people to, violate norms and standards. Chutz min hakiddushin b'be'ila. And then he says, u'bibadai shemitzos hakiddushin d'oraisa. He says, this I'm absolutely certain of. Shaharei.
Shaharei na'am rasa hinis galas. V'ilu lo hayu d'oraisa lo hayu shoklin asa.
Ad kan l'shono. So this part, I think, is really dubious, but let's first try to figure out what he's saying. He's saying, it must be that Kiddushin's a mitzvah d'oraisa, because after all, if a woman undergoes Kiddushin, she's a nara murasa, nachid, and what? And she has a relationship with some man, she's a surah chuleyama kehekdesh, what's the penalty? Skila. Even for Bnei Noach, typically the misa is bachenet. Nara Murasa's Beskila. Okay, so Nachi, are you convinced? Is this a raya? That there's an obligation to be Mekadesh a woman? I mean, I know the Yerushalmi is interesting.
The raya is that there's a concept of Kiddushin in the Torah. I don't think anyone would deny that fact. I don't know if the raya is the mitzvah.
Oh, very good. So this is what we call a chalos d'oraisa. Everybody agrees that the impact of Kiddushin is an impact that's felt on the Torah level. But we're asking a different question. Is one obligated to undergo this process? So, Mali Nara Murasa Beskilo, Mali Nara Murasa Bechenek, Mali Nara Murasa Bimalkos, who cares? Of what relevance is that? And I was giving the example to some of the guys in the Chavrusa. If somebody runs a red light, so you get a ticket. That doesn't establish, that a person, has an obligation to run a red light. It means that it has a legal status. You violated a statute of, vehicular traffic that is recognized by the law. So if a person, is mizana, so that has an impact on the Torah level. It doesn't mean that a person has to be in a situation where they are in Arusa altogether. We're just asking a completely separate question. So a chalos d'oraisa does not in any sense imply a chiyuv d'oraisa nor a kiyuv d'oraisa. So it's a little bit shocking to me that the Tashbit quotes this as a right. The Yerushalmi here. The Yerushalmi is okay. Quote the Yerushalmi. I don't think the Yerushalmi necessarily should convince us that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It could be a mitzvah kiyumis, but okay, it's possible. It's possible. So this is the spectrum of Rishonim that sort of all fit into this category, who are arguing either for a mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah kiyumis. Not all of them, it's 100% clear, if you really, drill down. But the Tashbates, his last point, I think, is very, very susceptible to the critiques that we leveled at it. But it is important, obviously, that we have a Rishon who is utilizing the Yerushalmi as the basis of his Psak Halacha. It sounds like the Yerushalmi is really the most important point. Okay, so just to quickly summarize and distill, and then we'll go over to Tzvi before we take the Rush. The Rush is obviously one of these just absolutely classical, makoros in our sukkah. So the Rush, lays down the gauntlet for us in terms of a completely different approach, and we'll take a look at that in just a moment. But what we've seen so far, again, is the Rabbeinu Peretz is skeptical of his Rebbe's point of view. After all, the drash in the Gemara is v'davak v'ishto v'lo v'eishas chaver, that there is an isser of arayos, but who's to say that there's some concept that, you know, kol ish mitzuva lios isham yuchades l'shmo. The Charedim, the Sefer HaCharedim, last of the Monei HaMitzvos, I'm with Ezra here, it seems like he thinks that there's a basic equivalency between Kiddushin and Periyah V'Rivya. If one is a mitzvah chiyuvis, the other is probably a mitzvah chiyuvis. The idea of Bitel HaSeza, I think, you know, very much sounds like that direction as well. The Tashbates, I think, is also arguing that there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. I think he likes the Yerushalmi, that it's just for technical reasons that you don't make a bracha, but really you should make a bracha, just that you can't, because probably Ervas Davar. His raya from Nara Murasa Biskila, that if a betrothed woman, you know, is Mizana, that we give her skila, I don't think proves anything, frankly, but that's what we saw so far. So now David is going to take us through the Rush. I want you to know that this is easily amongst the 10 most famous shitos of the Rush in Shas, maybe in the top 5, but this is sort of a landmark within our year. Okay, so David, go ahead. Okay, we'll see that there's very prominent Rishonim who subscribe to this view. When I say very prominent, the most prominent. Right. Hopefully, by the time that you're actually at the wedding, you know, you've sort of. This is more a formality than anything else, but anything could happen. We hope not. Okay, so he says, and there are others, you know, who pile on to this idea that it's not just Dilma Hadra Ba'isha, maybe she's not really going to agree, it's going to be a bracha levatala, but since this is an unusual format of a bracha anyway, because the Maisa Mitzvah isn't described in the bracha, right? It says, Asherki Deshanam, Mitzvosa, Vitzivan, Valarayos. Okay, so maybe, you know, this doesn't fit into the normal klal of Kol Mitzvos, Mvarachin, Aleim, Over Lasiasan. But they all seem to agree here that the basic controlling principle is that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Hence, it should require a bracha, probably beforehand, but maybe you could say it would go afterwards because we're a little bit concerned. Maybe we shall back out, or maybe, you know, this is a different nusach ha-bracha. But now the Rush really, like I say, he throws down the gauntlet. So my mevarchen. We have a different here. Mekadesh Yisrael al yidei chuppah v'kiddush. He says yesh makshin al nusach bracha zo. That would be a much more natural way of making a bracha. I think it's a little bit facetious. Velo inanu mevarchin shasar lanu ever minachai, right? V'asar lanu es anevela, v'asar lanu es abehima tmeya, v'asar lanu es ashkatzim, v'asar remasim. What kind of a bracha is this? Okay. Anybody happen to know in the times of the Talmud how long, you know, was separated between the Kiddushin / Erusin and the Nisuin?
A year
and a week, yeah. So it's like, why in the world, if you're making the bracha on Kiddushin, the chuppah is going to be a year from now. So you're going to talk about all your day chuppah of Kiddushin. It's bizarre. Right? This isn't like Rav Huna. Rav Huna held that chuppah was one of the darche Kiddushin, but we don't paskin like Rav Huna. So the Rush says, you know, I've been thinking about this pretty intensively, and it seems to me that, right, it's completely different. V'nira li.
V'nira li ki bracha zu ina and bracha las yasa mitzvah ki period of rebbe hainu kiyama mitzvah. Then lakach pilegash mikiyam priya revia eno mechoya b'kadosh isha.
Oh. You know why this bracha doesn't sound like a bracha samitzvah? Because it's not a bracha samitzvah. It doesn't walk like a bracha samitzvah. It doesn't talk like a bracha samitzvah. Because it's not a bracha samitzvah. This is a really straightforward explanation. Because the mitzvah here, that's why I called it at the beginning, the 8,000-pound grill in the sugya. Well, what's the mitzvah here? Kriya v'rivya. The mitzvah here is not kiddushin. Vim lakach pilegesh, right? That's without kiddushin. A concubine. V'kiya imperia v'rivya. Eina mechuyav l'kadesh isha. V'chein. It's a woman who's incapable of bearing children, or the other way around, a man who's incapable. V'chein tzrischama shenosa. Yeah. Af, even in the case. The shame, period of Arivia, even in a more natural case. This is a great line. Kevan de Afshar Lakayim, it says period of Arivia, below Kiddushin. It wasn't really essential. It wasn't a rate limiting step. You didn't have to go this way. You could have gone the Pilagish route. Kivan Shafshar Lakayim, it says period of Arivia, below Kiddushin. This is awesome, because now he's giving you the tnaim for what makes something a kiyum. Nobody says you're obligated to do shechita, but if a person decides that he wants to eat meat, how else are you going to do it? Right? So he's describing the tnaim, the conditions under which a kiyum emerges. Iyav shalo lachol. Go ahead. So number one, it has to be absolutely necessary for it to be a kiyum, and it's not, because you can get to period of Arivia via, you know, an alternative route. What do we call that alternative route, KD, in a word? Pilegesh, exactly. And two, this is a fascinating argument. Right, the pasuk in Re'eh says v'zavachta v'achalta, right? It says, you know, kasher tzivisicha, v'zavachta v'bikarcha mitzoncha kasher tzivisicha. So the pasuk itself makes it sound like there's some mitzvah here. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but if a person, you know, should choose to eat meat, ki se'aven avshecha lechol basar, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So this is the way of doing it. The Torah itself says, the Rosh took Torah Shebichsav seriously. He's bringing a raya. V'zavachta. That's the way to do it. Aval hocha. But here, what does it say? Ki yikach. What is that? That sounds like an imperative. That's why we spend time reading it. You know who else spent time reading the Pesukim? Rabbeinu Asher ben Yechiel. Don't apologize to anybody for learning well. He says, you can't compare this to shechita. Shechita is a sine qua non. It's absolutely essential if a person wants to eat meat. Kiddushin is not. Number two, read the Torah. How could you possibly compare? V'zavachta ki yikach ish. What more power of language than that is there than that? Ki kach ish isha. Three. Okay, so this is a little bit beyond our scope, but I'll just give you the 30-second version, that really the halacha of shechita is exported from the realm of kadshim to the realm of chulin. And in kadshim, it certainly has a mitzvah status, it's part of the avoda, and therefore, once we've exported shechita from the realm of kadshim to chulin, because in the midbar, anytime a person wanted to eat meat, they had to bring his korban shlamim, that's a sugya of chulin and daf yud zayin, sugya of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and basar nechira. So hilkach mevarchin al kol shechita. It's part of a broader rubric, which actually is a mitzvah rubric. So again, three rayas. It's number one, essential. Number two, it's what the Torah says. And number three, it's part of a broader rubric of mitzvah, dahainu shechitas kachim. That was the original name of Masach Tezvachim, shechitas kachim. The original name of Masach Techulin was shechitas chulin, which helps clarify this point a little bit. So the Rosh concludes, and then Nachi will give you the last word. I just want to make sure that we get this Rosh in. So he says, you know why this isn't in any way formatted like a Birchas HaMitzvah? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, because Kiddushin isn't a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and it's likely not even a mitzvah kiyumis. The only mitzvah here is period viruvia, and you can get there via other methods, and that diminishes the status of Kiddushin. So why do we have any bracha at all? He says, I'll tell you what this bracha is. I'll tell you exactly what this bracha is. Go ahead.
The bracha is
generally, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosa, v'hiv dilanu min ha'amim. So as opposed to all the other nations of the world who are, you know, shtufin b'zima and completely involved in arayos, we're thanking God, you know, that he separated us. Shehiv dilanu min ha'amim. It's a bircha shavach v'hodaya. And that we're not going to violate an isra arayos. That's all this is. V'his kirubah, and now it makes a lot of sense, you know, why we're talking about arayos, isra arusos, v'heter nisuos, b'chupa v'kiddushin, because we want to make it very clear, we don't want any confusion, shelo yita adam lomar,
shabracha shel kiddushin, nitkina, v'atir lo, l'kach his kiru chupa, lomar nidavka, b'rechas chupa, hi,
Hamateras Akala. I think you guys are familiar with that from Masachta de Kala, right? Kala below bracha. You guys are all Talmidim, right? Kala below bracha. Asura lebaila. You need a. Lahachanami, hiktimu chuppa la kiddushin, lomar, vitilanu asanesuos, ayude chuppa, shachar bircha sa kiddushin. That was stuck in there, you know, for warning purposes that people shouldn't get the wrong idea. So the Rosh is extraordinary. It's not a mitzvah. And therefore, it's not a birchas mitzvah. It's a shavach v'hodaya that we have a redeemed lifestyle. That we're not involved in the arayos. Hence it talks about arayos, and hence it talks about arusos, and hence it talks about chuppah, which is the ultimate matir. And don't tell me it's like shchita, it's a kiyum daraisa. A person doesn't have to eat meat, but if he chooses to eat meat, this is the method that we have to do it, because that's completely different. It's the only way to get there. And the Torah says, v'zavachta. And anyway, it's part of a broader rubric of shechitas kadshim. So the Rosh is crystal clear. Period v'rivia is where the halachic action is at. Kiddushin? It may not even be a hechsher, because it's not absolutely necessary to get there. Nachi, let me give you the last word.